against the...
Okay, we're up to Simin Tess, Sifkat Mid Gimel. Sitza. It's on page Nun Tess. Now this is a very important halacha. This halacha will teach us what happens if one of the chutin of the tzitzis is cut. What are the rules? How many of the tzitzis can be cut and the tzitzis is still kosher and you can still make a bracha and you can still wear it on Shabbos? So basically, if three are cut, pretty much it's that's the bottom line. If three are cut, it's no good. That's pretty much the rule. Three tzitzis are cut, you may not wear. And let me clarify. The amount, the length of the tzitzis should equal at least 8 thumbs. Okay, that's the full measure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, it should be 8 thumbs. 8 loose, 4, you should hear at least 4, it should be a total of 12. 12 means from the beginning until the end. Not 12 from the last knot until the end, but 12 from the beginning, the first knot until the very end. The proportion should be 2 parts psil, 2 parts psil, which means the loose strings, and 1 part gedil, and 1 part the part that's the chulios that's wound together. So 4, it should be at least 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Here it's much longer, and here it should be at least 8. Now, when you have it longer, like in this case, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So then, ideally, it's not required. It should be 12. The rule, we learned this before, that ideally the amount of psil should equal. Double the amount of gedil. So in this example, in this pair of tzitzis, where it's 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ideally the gedil should be 12, which it almost is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, so it's good. It's pretty good. 12 loose, 6, but it doesn't have to be that long. If three tzitzis are cut anywhere, and it's less than 8, because it should be a total of, then it's possible. At least, okay, let's read it inside. Tzitzah shenifsuka mimeno chut me'arbas hachutim. A tzitzah, okay, that's singular for tzitzis. We say tzitzis. Tzitzis has how many strings? 4 strings. We double the 4 to 8. If one of the 4 strings, shenifsuka mimena chut, one chut, me'arbas hachutim, the 4 strings, shehem kefulim l'shmoina, which are double to 8, v'nisha mimenu kidei aniva, but the one that has been cut, there is still remains on that chut after the gedil, after the part, after the last of the 5 knots, enough kidei aniva to make a bow. Now, what does it mean to make a bow? Not exactly sure. You make a bow, you make some type of knot, like this, right? You make a bow like this. You have to have enough string to make a bow. How much string do you need to make a bow? So this is a big machlokes between the Mishnah Berura and the Chayei Adam. The Mishnah Berura, the Chayei Adam says you need enough to make a bow on tzitzis, you need 8, 4 thumbs. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. You need 4 thumbs to make a bow. Okay, that's what the Chayei Adam says, and that's how the kids Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha disagrees. You only need 2 thumbs. Big difference, half the amount. Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Tzitzis is very lenient. A lot of the halachas, you compare the Mishnah Berurah to the kids Shulchan Aruch, you'll find the Mishnah Berurah is a lot of kulas. So right now, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. For most of the halachas, you have to have 4 or 2. But because either way you no longer have 2 chutim which are complete. The point we're going to learn here in a few moments is we have 4 tzitzis, 4 strings which are double to 8. You must have at least 2 strings which are 100% complete, straight from the manufacturer, right out of the box. two of your four strings must be complete. If two of the strings are cut, and you have left over at least partially enough to make a bow, kidei aniva, which we'll explain what that means in a moment, then it's kosher b'diavad. You do not need to make a new bracha. So again, we have four strings. Two of the four strings must be perfectly complete. The other two strings can be cut, but they cannot be cut down to the very end. There must be at least a leftover kidei aniva, which right now we'll just focus on the words of the Kiddush Shulchan, which means four thumbs, on at least one side of those two remaining chutim. So if you want to make the calculation, we'll go to the calculation right now. It basically comes out that if three chutim are cut, it's for sure no good. Now let's first make the following assumption. And this is an assumption which I think you have the right to assume if you buy tzitzis in a store. When they make tzitzis, they're very careful that the four on this side these four are the ends of these four. So if you were to open up all of the knots, you would discover that these are four strings. They start here and they end here. There's really no way for us to know if this chut, which one to match up with the other. There's no way for us to know that because they're all intertwined. We can't possibly match them all up. But we have a right to assume that when they make the tzitz, they're careful and they make a bow. And as they wind them together, they keep these four separate from these four. If you don't do that, you're in a lot of trouble. If you're not careful to match them to keep them separate, and you keep on making the knots, it can very well be that you take any two chutim. If I take these two chutim, it can very well be that these are the same chut. That if you go and you untie, you will discover that this and this are the same. Now, if that's true, you have a very big problem, as we'll illustrate in a few moments. Again, we have to remember that the end result must be there are at least two of the four chutim which are 100% intact. The other two are could be cut, provided they're not cut, you're still left over with at least four thumbs on one side. So let's give an example. Let's say we have over here the four chutim, we have the eight chutim. One of them is cut to the very, very bottom. Okay, right by the knot. Now, we don't have on this side anymore kidei aniva. So one of my four chutim is chaser, is out. Now, but it's okay. Why is it okay? Because this chut has a matching, corresponding side on the other side. And on the other side, it's complete. It's more than kidei aniva. It's 100%. So even though it's not less than kidei aniva on one side, that's okay. If it's less than kidei aniva on one side, it's still kosher as long as that corresponding, that matching chut on the other side is kidei aniva. So let me give you another example. Let's say we have here this chut is cut to the very end. Zero. And on the other side, there's a chut that has also cut, but it's cut in our four thumbs length on the other side. So what's the worst scenario? Always looking for the worst scenario. We have two sides. One side, one chut is completely cut. On the other side, there's another chut that's cut. But the chut that's cut, it remains with four thumbs. Even in the worst scenario, that the one that was completely cut on the left is the same one that was cut on the right. But being that the one on the right has at least four thumbs, we fulfill kidei aniva. And we fulfill kidei aniva. How many chutim are... Now, but there's another question. You must have at least two chutim that are complete. Maybe the one on the left and the one on the right are different chutim. If they're different chutim, so the one that's cut on the left is, as far as lengthwise concerned, is good because you have on the right side, it's full. The one that's on the right that's cut halfway is okay, that's for sure, because anyway it's kidei aniva. But there's a problem. The one that's cut after four thumbs is incomplete. You now have two of your... There's a possibility, you have to take the worst case scenario, there's a possibility that two of the chutim are not sholem. That's okay. because you only need to have in your tzitzis two chutim which are shalem, and two can be not shalem, as long as each chut has left over on one side, kidei aniva. So let's review. This is a very important case. This case illustrates a lot of, I'll give you an example, we'll run through very quickly, I'll give all different examples. Let's get, remember the rules. The rules are, you have four strings in your tzitzis. Two of those four strings must be 100% complete. 100% complete means it must be at least eight thumbs after it comes out of the last knot. If you have three, if there's a possibility that three of the four strings are cut, even though they all have more than four thumbs, it's possible, because two of the four tzitzis must be 100% complete. If I have a certain, we have a right to assume that the four on the left are correspond to the four on the right. If one chut then is cut at the very, very tip on the left side, what is the halacha? Worst case scenario, it's kosher, because it's only one chut. That means I still have left three chutim which are 100% complete, so we fulfill that condition. And even the one chut that's been cut, its corresponding matching side is complete. It's more than four thumbs, more than four agulim, so we fulfill the condition of kidei aniva. What happens if you have one chut on the left is completely cut, and there's one chut on the right that's cut, but it's cut, it remains more than four agudlin? It's kosher. Why is it kosher? Let's think of the worst case scenarios. And one possible worst case scenario is that the one on the left and the one on the right are two different chutim. If there are two different chutim, how many complete chutim remain in my tzitzis? Two. If the one on the left and the one on the right are different chutim, so two of them are incomplete and two are complete. So we have at least two chutim which are 100% complete. Each one has on the other side more than kidei aniva. The one that's cut on the left has a matching corresponding chut on the right which is 100% complete. And the one that's on the right, that's you don't even need a corresponding side because it has at least four agudlim. So that case will be kosher as well. But here's the kenuk shaila. What happens if one chut on the left is completely cut and one chut on the right is completely cut? What's the halacha? Puzzle. Let's say one chut is cut less than kidei aniva, all the way to the knot, completely cut on the left, and one chut on the right is completely cut. What's the halacha? Puzzle. Why is it possible? Maybe we have to take the worst case scenario.
They come from the same
chut. And it's the same chut. Do we have kidei aniva on one side?
No.
So even though we have three chutim which are 100% complete, but the one that's incomplete, it must have at least kidei aniva, four thumbs, on one side. So since we have two tzitzis, one cut on the left, one cut on the right, and it's possible that they are the same chut, and we don't have kidei aniva, not on the left, not on the right, we have one chut that's missing kidei aniva. Puzzle. But if one, to you, but if one chut on the left is cut completely, and on the right it's kidei aniva, so even in the worst case scenario that it is the same chut, we at least have on the right side kidei aniva. Next case. Yeah?
Now when you say something's kosher with the Eved,
yeah.
You notice it today, it's kosher for the Eved. You have to fix it for
yes.
tomorrow?
No, not for tomorrow.
I mean,
eventually.
I'm making brachas every
day. Yes, you can make brachas, but you should eventually get it fixed.
Yeah,
I don't think you have to get it fixed tomorrow, when your next day off from work. What?
Which case is it?
Where it's kosher. In a case, let's say where one chut is completely cut. Let's say you have a chut completely cut on one side. One chut. It's definitely kosher. Because only one chut is cut, and on the other side it's complete. How, so he's asking, it's only kosher b'di'evet. How quickly must you purchase a new tzitzis? As soon as you can. You don't have to go, it's not an emergency.
You can keep making brachas.
Yes, you can keep making brachas absolutely until, yes. It was kosher, it's kosher. Let's do a new scenario. What happens if two chutim on the left side are completely cut? On the left side. So it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because each one we are right, we're assuming that the chutim on the left are not the same, are different, have a corresponding side on the right. They are the same chut, left and the right. So if two chutim are completely cut on the left, we have a right to they have kedei aniva on the right side. Only two chutim are cut. There are two more chutim which are 100% complete, and even the two which are cut have kedei aniva on the right side. What happens if three chutim are cut? It's possible. Why are three chutim cut possible? Because you no longer have two complete chutim in your tzitzis. If three are cut, even if two are cut to the very tip, and one is cut and it's left over kedei aniva, you no longer have two of the four chutim which are 100% complete. What happens if two chutim are cut on one side, all the way down to the tip, and one chut is cut on the right side, and you have four, it's four agudlim, okay, two on the left, cut completely. On the right, it's cut partially. They are kedei aniva. What's the halacha? Puzzle. Why is it puzzle? We have to take into consideration the worst case scenario. The two on the left are not the same as the one on the right. And that means you no longer have two chutim which are 100% complete. So the givens are, what are the givens? Start with the givens. You need to have, when everything is said and done, you must be sure that in each set of tzitzis, you are left with at least two chutim which are 100% complete. 100% complete means it's at least 8 thumbs. And ideally it should be 12 thumbs. Two of the chutim, there are four chutim, and the four chutim are wrapped around on the corner to produce 8 strings. When everything is said and done, if you were to open up and you would take apart all the knots, you would be left with at least two chutim which are 100% complete. Now, from the other two which are incomplete, because they have been cut, you must at least, those two which are cut must at least have a kedei aniva on the other side. So one side can be cut completely, as long as the other side there's kedei aniva, it is kosher. But if you don't have kedei aniva from one particular chut on both sides, then it is possible. If you color code the tzitzis, never saw anyone do that. Think about it, if you color code the tzitzis, then, right, let's say you would color each tzitza on the tip, red, green, blue, black, right? Colors. And then you would have on one side, think of this theoretical case, you would have on one side two chutim cut, okay, cut completely. Let's say the black and the green. The black and the green are completely cut. And on the right side, the black is cut, but there are at least four thumbs. So what's the halach in that case? Three have been cut. On the left side, the black and the green are cut completely. On the right side, the black is cut partially. Kosher. Why is it kosher? Because the other two, the blue and the red, are 100% complete. The black and the black and the green are cut, but the black and the green have kedei aniva on the other side. One is a full-fledged 8, and one is at least 4. The problem is, we don't color-code our tzitzis. So when you have two cut on the left and one cut on the right, we have to take into consideration the possibility that they're different chutim. You have black, green, and red. And now we only have one chut, the blue, that's the only one that's complete. That's not kosher. You must remain when the day is over with at least two chutim which are 100% complete. Okay, now with that hakdama, let's read what it says here inside. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the way the people that are actually making it for a living, yeah, how they do it. I know when I did it just because it made logical sense. I always keep, when I make the tzitzis, the only one that really would be a concern is the long one.
Shamus. Right.
Because it depends where you, when you're winding it around, you're doing the 7, 8, 11, 13.
Right.
Where you stopped it, on which side of the tzitzis you stopped it from going. Because that's the only one you really couldn't tell. Because when I make the double knot in between the 7, 8, this finger just automatically stays.
See, that's how you make it.
Separating it.
Okay, so that's why it's assumed.
It doesn't move.
But it doesn't have to be like that. If someone would not be as careful as you, it's possible that when you make the double knots, you would intermingle them. Yeah, that's how you make it. You wrap it around your finger. We assume. You have a right to assume. That's a given. That when the tzitzit are being made, they're careful of the left. Right.
If you stop it in the middle, correct.
You could stop. But the other ones, since your finger is there, so you know you're already keeping track.
But even that, you would end up with five on one side.
Correct. Right. That's correct. I see, because you have three and four. Okay. But theoretically, it's still possible to intermingle.
Excuse me, if you have this case, all of them is okay, one of them is still here.
It's kosher.
We do kosher.
But by the way, if anything is cut in the bottom, we're attached to the gun, it's puzzle, the gun. There's nothing to talk about. You have to check, when you check your tzitzis, you have to check from the corner until the first knot. If any one of those four strings is cut, finished, kaput. There's nothing to talk about. Puzzle. When we're dealing with being cut, the leniencies are only when it's cut after the five knots. Let's read inside.
So when we want to make this is the Shabbos. We are going to put here like this.
Yes, correct. You keep
to
these
recognized.
Right.
Anytime,
correct. That's right. That is correct. That's correct.
Sitzes
shenifsuka mimenu chut me'arbas chutim. We have four strings at tzitza. One of the four strings is cut. Shehem kifulim l'shmona. The four strings are doubled over to produce the eight that hang down. V'nisha mimenu k'dei aniva. And one of these four strings, although it's cut, but there remains after the knot, kidei aniva, enough distance, enough length of the chut to tie a bow. Now, what is a bow? What is the shear of a bow? How long must it remain? Tahainu dalid agudlin, four thumbs. This is the shita of the chayi adam, the kitz shulchan aruch, not like the bear halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, that says you only need two thumbs. Oy nifsuku, not only one. Shnayim, guess what? Even if two of the chutim, two of your four have been cut, the nishar mikol echad dalid agudlim, and you have on one side, he's not dealing with one side in, but that becomes clear from his parish in a few moments, and you have left over on one side four agudlim, ushnei chutim heim shleimim kashera. But when the day is over, that's really the main thing you have to remember when you deal with tzitzis, when the day is over, you have to be certain that in each set of tzitzis there are four strings doubled over to eight. You are certain that two of them are 100% complete, the way it was given to you when you bought it in the store. That's really the key. The key is there are four chutim. Just make sure two are 100% complete. Ksheva. Aval im nifsuku gimel chutim. But let's say three of the four tzitzis are cut. Even if it's only a small cut, you have left over four thumbs, but four is less than eight. Afilu nisha mikolecha dal agudlin v'achut harivi hu shalim. The only one that remains complete is the fourth chut. Or shenifsak afilu rak chut echad. Or if you have even one chut, one of the four chutim has been cut. Let's say you color code your tzitzis, and they're colored blue, black, green, and yellow, and you color code them, and the black one is cut completely on both ends, on the right side and the left side. Oy shenivsak afilu rak chut echot. One chut has been cut, the black chut has been cut on both sides. Viloy nishar mimenu dalid agudlin on either side. Then af apisha gimel chutim him shlim. Even though the other three, even though the blue, the green, and the yellow are 100% complete, it is mikom shlim mikomokom psula. Imloy b'shas adchak. Okay, this already gets into Shas Hadchak, which is Mishneh Berurah. There's a long bir halacha on this, which I didn't prepare. And there's a bir halacha. The one that I used to prepare has a lot of arichos. Bir halacha discusses a different situation, but let's learn very partial that it's for right now. Simply, it's no good. Ulechein therefore, what are the rules then? The rules are as follows: if one of the eight that dangle out of the tzitzis are scot, afilu nifsak legamre, even if it's completely cut to the tip, where after the fifth knot, ad hachulia is pshita dekshera. Why? Because only one chut has been cut. Kevan shechut ze eino rak chatzi chut. This chut that hangs it on the right side or the left side is only half. V'hare yesh b'chetzi hasheni, its corresponding side on the other side is eight. Is kidei aniva v'yoser, has more than to make a bow v'yoser. V'yim nifsiku beis chutim. But what happens if two chutim are cut? V'loy nishar mehem b'chol echad dal nagudlim. Let's say two of the eight are cut, and they're cut to the tip, to the knot. Now what's the law? So here we go. Here we make the calculation. Im yesh lochush, if there's a worst case scenario possibility, shema shnei chutim elu heim chut echad, you've color coded your four chutim, and the two tips that are black have been cut all the way to the knot, so you don't have kedei aniv on either side. Im kein hatzitza psula aval im hu batuach, if you're certain. How can you possibly be certain that the two that have been cut are two different chutim? When you tied them, when you made the tzitzis, did take liksha, you were careful to tie tamid dalid roshim shebetzad zeh im dalid roshim shebetzad zeh. Four on the left correspond to the four on the right. The ata, and now, nifsiku beiz roshim mitzad echad shel kesher, two chutim on the left have been cut, so you can be absolutely certain that only two of my four chutim have been cut, and the two that have been cut are different chutim. So on the corresponding right side, their corresponding side has kedei aniva to compensate on the other side. In kein hareihem bivadai mibeis chutim, dekevan sheyesh b'chol chut adayin shir dalid agudlim v'yoyser b'tzad hasheni shalakesher, and in addition, we had only two. We have another two chutim of the four, which are 100% complete. There are shnei hachutim heim shleimim. There are another two chutim which are complete. Hare hatzitza kishera. And then he follows through that. What happens if it's cut on the way you interpret the garment? And nifsach chut echad b'makom shem tuli b'nakei psula. A halach, very important halach, if a chut is cut where it's attached to the garment, psula, without question. There's another important halacha. This leniency that we've been discussing now, that if you have two chutim that are cut, it's kosher. And even possibly, even if three chutim are cut, it's kosher if you would color code them. Halacha l'maisa, we don't color code them. So halacha l'maisa, if three chutim are cut, finished. That's it. No good. You're not going to make a bracha. But if it, theoretically, if you would color code your tzitzis, it's possible that even if three chutim are cut, it's kosher, as long as two are, long as one that's cut is at least kedei aniva. So this is only after the fact. The tzitzis were made kosher, and then it got caught in a chair, and it was cut. But if you make the tzitzis l'chatchila, where you didn't calculate, you were sloppy, you're making the tzitzis, and then when you finish, you look, oh look at that, I didn't string the right, and on one side I don't have enough. One of my tzitzis is just a 1.5 thumbs because I wasn't careful in how I tied it. Then it's possible. This halacha that one of the chutim can be cut and it's still going to be kosher is only after the fact, when it starts out 100% kosher and then it gets cut. But to go make a lechatchil in a situation where the chutim are cut lechatchil, it's not long enough. That is certainly no good. One chut was short. Rak mashu min ashir psula. Okay, stachmus alacha. So we're already out of time. Some of those review the rules. What are the basic rules? The rules are we have four chutim, doubled over to 8. You must remain when the day is over with at least 2 chutim, which are 100%. The other 2 chutim can be cut, provided that at least on one side there is kedei aniva. Kedei aniva, according to the Kitzur Shochnach, as the Chayadam Shita, 4 agudim, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's 2 agudim. What happens? Halacha l'maisa, we are careful the four on the left are different than the four on the right. So the bottom line is, if you have tzitzis and one chut is cut even completely, it's kosher. 2 chutim are cut, if they are on the same side, kosher. Because there's certainly 2 different tzitzis. If they are on opposite sides, you got a problem. If they're both cut completely on the opposite sides, right, you have one on the left cut completely, one on the right cut completely, we have to take into consideration that this is the same chut, and we don't have left kedei aniva pasul. If it's cut completely on the left, and on the right side you have kedei aniva, and what is kedei aniva today, this can be common shayla. Probably the most difficult shayla is, the chayi adam, the Mishnah Berurah, would be where one chut on the left is completely cut, and one on the right is cut, 3 agudlim. And all you have left is exactly 3 agudlim. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's kosher. Even the worst case scenario that this is the same chut, you have at least on the right side more than 2 agudlim. According to the Kitzur Shochanoruch, it's pasul. Because worst case scenario is the same chut, the left is 0, the right is 3, 3 is less than 4, it's not kosher. You don't have kedei aniva on that one chut. If you have two cut on the left side, nothing on the right side is good. One and one, 2 different scenarios, we explain. 3 are cut, no matter what, it's possible. Why? No matter what, why is possible? Because if 3 are cut on the left side, yeah, of course it's possible, because there are 3 different chutim. You don't no longer have 2 which are shleimim. If 2 are on the left and 1 on the right, since they're not color-coded, we have to take into consideration the one on the right is not the same as the 2 on the left, so we no longer fulfill the primary condition of having at least 2 chutim which are 100% complete, and therefore you should not make a bracha on that talis katan, the talis gadol, and you should not even wear it, because if you're wearing it, you're wearing a talis that does not have kosher tzitzis, so you're wearing a garment of 4 knafos without kosher tzitzis. So we'll stop here.